Podcast. In conversation with musicians from the UK jazz scene. And now your hosts, Rob Cope and Dan Farrant.
Hello and welcome to the Jazz Podcast. Today, it is the EFG London Jazz Festival preview show with me, Rob Cope, and my co-host, Dan. How's it going, Dan?
I'm great, thanks. How are you, Rob?
Yeah, very good. Everything's under control.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. No fires?
Mm-hmm. No, nothing.
No, great.
Yeah, so, should we do some news, or should we not do some news and talk about the Jazz Festival?
Well, I guess the Jazz Festival is the news.
The Jazz Festival's there. I guess the only big-time news is that we passed 10,000 all-time plays.
That's pretty good news, isn't it?
Yeah, that is good news. And that's 10,000 plays in 8 months with no money. So I think we've done pretty well.
Yep. How many of them do you think we've won?
9,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still, that means 1,000 people.
1,000 people, big time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Great.
So, let's have a little look at the schedule and pick out a couple of gigs each day that we are either notable just because we actually know who they are. That's always a good thing. Or stuff that looks really cool.
Great.
Mm.
What website do I go to look at the schedule?
If you Google London Jazz Festival or EFG London Jazz Festival, you shall find it starts on Friday the 10th of November and runs through to Sunday the 19th. And
got
this
it.
Year, yes, I believe it's the 25th anniversary, which is incredible. But I'm a bit scared to say that in case it's not true.
What does EFG stand for?
That's the promoter. The what's the title sponsor, I think.
Oh, okay.
Let's see who EFG are. Private Bank Limited.
Oh, the man.
Mm-hmm. The man that's paying for the gigs.
Oh, yeah.
Entrepreneurial thinking, private banking. So they.
Anyway, let's not sponsor them too much. They're not paying us any money.
No, but they can do if they want. If anyone wants to make a charitable donation. In all seriousness, actually, you can go on patreon.com and support the Jazz Podcast financially. It is a thing at the moment. It just creates like a slow black hole that sucks money out of our accounts.
Yeah.
So if you ever feel like you want to do something, you know, charitable.
If you're enjoying these podcasts,
mm-hmm.
or even if you're not enjoying them,
mm-hmm.
why not? How much? What's the minimum you can pay us a month?
Like 10p.
You can 10p.
Or maybe a pound, something like that. I mean, it doesn't cost very much to run. So a couple of people paying a pound a month would sort of pay us a salary. Even that would be outrageous.
Yeah. Well, great.
So
if you're feeling generous. There you go.
There we go. Let's kick things off. Friday the 10th of November.
Great, I'm looking at the 10th.
Do. Leo Richardson Quartet, lunch session, London South Bank Centre, 1 p.m.
Great.
That looks sweet.
That would be a good one.
Yeah, it will.
How much are tickets for that?
I just clicked on Jazz for Toddlers.
is that
children age 2 to 5?
Are you having kids soon, Rob, or are you?
No, very much not going down that road right now. This podcast is my child.
Yeah. You got George as well, haven't you?
Yeah, that's true. And that cat is quite demanding. Oh, next week is Ruth Goller's show.
Well, no, don't skip ahead.
Well, I was only going to say because George makes a big appearance.
Okay.
A heavy, heavy appearance. I can't tell you how much tickets are, but I can tell you that you should go to it.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's have a little mosey around and see what else we can find. An evening with Pat Metheny.
Ooh.
That sounds very interesting.
Do you go for dinner with him?
Yeah, you do. You bid to spend time
theater?
With Pat.
Nice.
Just the two of you. Now I can tell you that our own beloved Gwilym Simcock is on this gig with Linda Rowe and Antonio Sanchez, who did that killer soundtrack, amongst many other things, to Birdman. So if you like those things, nice. Tickets £45 to £70. Where is that? That's at the Barbican.
Ah, oh, that's a proper gig, though.
That's
proper
a big gig. That's a situation, that is. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
There's a lot of stuff on. So
there is an awful lot. I think we might have to just, you know, race through these.
Cause we'll have to be cruel to be kind, Dan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. This could get out of hand real quick.
Mm.
There's a nice-looking one, Mike Janish Band, with Rez Abbasi, Jason Palmer, John O'Gallagher, Clarence Penn, Henry Spencer's Juncture, and Zenga Striegalev. My God, I needed to practice some of these before we started. That looks cool. Pixel and Tori Hansley, Spice of Life. This is all Friday night still. Finny Beerman, wow. Spice of Life, Vortex, sorry. It's a log jam.
Moses Boyd as well, yeah. Wow. Right, let's go to the... Which one are you going to on that day?
I tell you
what's the question.
I would go to the Dissolute Society Trio at the Vortex and Finny Beerman.
Yeah. I guess, are they... Can you... They're on the same day at the same venue.
They're at the same... Yeah, the Dissolute Society, run by Raph Clarkson. That's on after Finny.
Okay.
That's with Phil Merriman, Simon Roth, and Joshua Eiderhen.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
That's your gig.
There you go.
Great. Saturday.
Bam! Saturday, the 11th of November. Right, pick one out. What do you like the look of other than Jazz for Toddlers?
Well.
They've advertised that a lot. They really want you to go to Jazz for Toddlers.
Oh, Average White Band.
Oh, my mum's going to that.
Is she? Nice.
If you want to meet up with my mum, go to the Average White Band. Hugh Warren, he's playing at the Vortex on Saturday night. That'll be very nice.
Oh, yeah.
When's the Average White Band? Where is that one?
That was on the second page, I think.
Oh, sweet. Pee Wee Ellis, Funk Assembly.
Oh, yeah.
He mentored my nemesis, Josh Arcaleo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Didn't he write The Chicken as well?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Good chicken. Hey, there's another little gem here. Saxophone Summit, Peter King, Alex Hitchcock, and Trish Clues, and Vasilis Xenopoulos.
I wouldn't call it a gem.
Sorry, Vasilis. You wouldn't?
Well, it's saxophones, isn't it?
Four. That's either a gem or a turd.
A turd in the rough. Oh, Mike Wenzel got cancelled.
Oh, what? Why?
Oh, that would have been good.
What a shame. Why is Mike...
I don't know. Just says cancelled in capital letters.
Crumbs.
I'll have to ask him. Mm. Cool. What are you going to then on that day?
Actually, I'd accidentally skipped forward to Sunday, but I think it's fair to say that I'll be going to the Turd in the Rough, the Saxophone Summit.
There you go.
Yeah.
That would be...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd go to on that day. I'll save my money for Sunday.
Fair play.
So well, actually, I'm going to one of the gigs on Monday.
Oh, which one are you going to? Oh, wait, let's get back to that. Let's get there. Yeah, sorry, you're doing a better job than I am of this. Right, Sunday, 6:06, 1:30 p.m. Stan Saltzman's Neon Obviously. Orchestra Big Band.
It's got to be, isn't it? It's got to be. Yeah. Anything else? Yeah, I think I'm going to that.
That
if gig, it was my money on the line,
which it is. That's only £10.
Bargain.
That's outrageous.
Bargain.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's nothing better.
Oh, Phronesis are playing as well.
Oh, nice.
Sold out, though. Sold out, gutted.
Okay, don't look at that.
Brad Meldow.
Wow, what page are you on?
With Chris, is it Teal? Is that how you say his name? Chris Teal?
Yeah. Man, you must be faster than me. I'm on
page three. Only page three. Now. He's playing at the Barbican.
Ah, sweet. 7:30.
That'll be a good, be a nice.
Yeah.
Ollie Howe. He's a friend of mine. I haven't seen him in ages.
What is he?
Ollie, playing? Let's go for a coffee. You probably don't listen to this, though.
If you do.
He's a drummer.
Wow, yeah, I see that. I do indeed.
Chris Potter, mate.
Oh, crumbs.
Chris Potter.
Wow, look at him. Look at him smiling, not sold out. Looking up.
Yeah. I think you need to buy a ticket for that, do you?
Yep. Oh, wait. When you click on the page, it says show's over.
Oh, no.
We're having technical troubles there, quite possibly. If you, yeah. Right. Wow.
Well, I think my money's with Stan on that day. For a tenner, I think that's a bargain, isn't it?
I might go to Stan and then to Chris Potter. That'll feel great.
That'll be a good day.
Mm-hmm. There's another page. You've probably been through that already.
I may. I'm on Monday.
Oh, that was Moenzo. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, Monday. Monday the 13th.
What wow. Herbie Hancock playing a guitar, mate.
Where's that? of course that's
what a photo. What a photo. Yeah. He is loving that guitar, isn't he?
Yeah. You know, in 2009, I was in Manchester and there was a night where Chris Potter played a gig with his underground quartet at the RNCM, and at the same night Herbie played at the Bridgewater Hall. How unfortunate that they should the same night. And then I know.
That's some bad scheduling.
Yeah, it was tough. I went to Chris Potter, but friends, few of the Beats and Pieces big band crew, they went to, remember Anthony Brown told me that Herbie waddled on with a guitar at the end, and it was like the greatest moment of his life.
Very nice.
Zoe Rahman, 1 p.m. Pizza Express Jazz Club. And then Skints, that's Phil Meadows' band.
Oh, yeah.
That's at 6 p.m. He's done well. Ray's Jazz at Foyles. They're hard.
Well, that's free, isn't it?
Got to do a lot of emails to get that gig.
Oh, really? Usually it's free, though.
Yeah, it doesn't say buy tickets. Nice. I think you can just waltz in there and check them out.
I'll be, yeah, sounds like my sort of gig.
Yeah. We'll just do all the free ones. Matt Roberts, biggish band, plays Wayne Shorter. Matt Roberts would be worth spending, what time is that? 8 p.m. Well, ooh, worth spending an evening with.
Mark Giana. Giana.
Where's that? You've got
Ronnie's.
Ronnie's.
Yep.
Cool. And D-Burn, 8:30 p.m.
Yeah. It's nice lineup. What do you think I'm going to then? What did I book tickets to, Rob?
You probably are the reason that they cancelled the Moenzo gig.
I'm probably, really, okay. Because I was the only one going to it. Is that why?
That's interesting. As a concept, what would you go to?
What am I going to? Because I've got a ticket to one of these shows.
Have you now?
Mm.
I reckon that you have a ticket. Is it? Can you tell me if it's on page one or two?
It's on page two.
All right. Bear with me.
Bear with.
This is tough. I'm just going to take a punt that you're going to the 606, Sarah Dowling.
I'm not, although Sarah is lovely.
Crumbs.
I'm not going to that.
Crumbs. Put me out of my misery.
God, I'm going to Noah, obviously.
Ah, cool, and Skelter.
Yeah.
With Sam.
Are you familiar with Noah?
No, but I am familiar with Skelter. No, okay. I am familiar with Noah. I've watched a video of theirs online. Yeah. Yes.
They are crazy.
Yes. Cool.
Yeah, that's going
to
be a fun
one. We'll have to do a second podcast where we review the gigs we went to.
Yeah.
Because it would be fun to revisit.
Definitely.
Say some intelligent things.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. The top to Mathis Pickard. He's cancelled, so don't go to that.
Don't go to that one.
Tuesday the 14th, Abdullah Ibrahim is playing.
Oh, Corey Henry. I wanted to go to that, but I'm working. I can't make it.
Oh, man. Elena Leyes as well. Thank Samba God. Brazil. Herbie sold out again. It's that guitar.
Yeah. Mr. Ibrahim. That'd be a good gig as well.
Femi Tomoho Trio, 8 p.m. Nice. That'd be really nice. If you want to hear some nice songs and have a nice time. Rachel Cohen Quartet. 8:30.
Oh, George Crowley.
George, is that how it is?
With Rob and Tim. That'd be a nice one.
Who's Rob? Rob Barron, Tim Giles.
Rob Luft.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
All the cool kids.
Oh, yeah. With that, and minus you, obviously.
Yeah. Of course. Right, let's leap. Wednesday the 15th. Tom Harrison Quartet.
Let me catch up with you. Wednesday the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
More Rachel Cohen. She's soaking up nicely.
She is booked.
Yeah, Entropy as well.
Mm. Becca Stevens. Ooh.
Who is she? Tell me things.
She's great. She's really great. Check her out on Spotify. Yeah, singer and guitarist, I think. Or maybe even ukulele. Is that right? I might be well off with that.
I've got a few beauties here. The Printmakers as well. Nikki Isles and Norma Winston.
Yeah.
And the Printmakers, I think that's with Mark Lockhart, possibly. James Madron.
He's
throwing some stuff out there now, seeing what sticks. And Nick Costley-White and Tom Miller at the Green Note.
Cool, that's a good day. Mm. Oh, I might have to try and get tickets with Becca Stevens. Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, shall we move on to Thursday?
Do it.
Sarah Tandy Trio.
Oh, I haven't seen Sarah in ages.
Mm, that would be a really nice gig to go in. Oh, dear. Page not found.
Oh.
More technical issues. Oh, it's a free gig. That's why there's nothing even to be better. Found. Wow, that's at Pizza Express.
Mm.
That's really cool.
Oh, Glasper.
Yeah, very generous.
Glasper's playing.
Is he? When?
Yeah, 16th. At Barbican.
Where are we now? The 16th. Nice. Dee Dee Bridgewater's playing as well. Misha Mullova Bardo Group. Oh, man, this is a day. Thursday.
This is a day.
This is a problem. We're going to have to send out...
We're going to clone ourselves.
Yeah, there's more. Elliot Calvin. The Influencing Machine. Oh, look at that. What a picture. The maverick imagination of a gifted composer, pianist, in a preview of his Edition CD, a wildly original sonic reaction to the human mind, technology, and post-truth age.
Mm.
That sounds like it all caused me to reflect on myself and question my lifestyle.
I think it will, won't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Mm.
And then Duncan Eagles Quartet in the Ram Jam in Kingston upon Thames.
Mm.
Wow.
Is that too far from you?
That is not. I could walk there. I might walk there. My goodness. On we go. If you're yawning, the poor listener...
Oh, dear. Sorry.
poor listener, singular, is going to have absolutely conked out by now. This is the kind of podcast that you should put on to fall asleep to. Very, you know, laid back with pretty much no information that you couldn't find online with a simple Google search.
Yeah.
Yaz Ahmed.
I'm trying to
read stuff about what's going on. I don't really know what's going on at King's Place, Hall 2, 7:30. But I would go to it. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I've got to say.
That's all he's got to say.
Alice Sawadzki, she's at 7:30. Beats and Pieces, 8 p.m. Rich Mix.
And George, I skipped ahead again. I'm on the 18th.
On the 18th. All right, let me steam ahead quickly. Camilla George, Alex Roth. Oh, is that Alan Barnes plays Basie? And then Mike Stern.
Oh, nice!
I love him so much.
Missed that one.
Oh my God, what a hero! Cleveland Watkiss, Mark Sanders. Man, there's so much. Okay, I'm coming. Let's go to the 18th.
Do it.
All right. What have we got?
Got Kit playing. Matthew
Kit
Bourne.
Downs. Yes, yes. Tony Woods, Kingston. Tony lives in Sunbury. He's the other jazz musician.
The other jazz musician in Sunbury.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean the other?
Dangerous. Dangerous for my ego to go down that route.
Oh, dear.
Right.
Miles Davis Symphonic, that looks like. Will that be good? Who's playing on that?
Can you find out any information?
Guy Barker. Oh, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
That would be really cool.
Playing with an orchestra.
I could see that. Oh, and then Mike Stern again.
Mm.
Oh, I might just go to Mike Stern every night.
Do it.
That would be a great way to support the British jazz scene. Crumbs. How much are those tickets? Oh, they start at £35, so you got to really want to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's worth it, but last time I went to New York, you could see Mike Stan for $10. So that would be nice. Anyway,
that would be nice.
That's beside the point. The rent's probably sky high. Yeah, Ian Ballamy, 8:30 p.m.
And Mark Turner. Couple below at the Vortex.
Cool.
Oh, seen him in ages.
No, I sometimes go on YouTube and type in the LA Noir soundtrack.
Yeah,
which Gerard Presents did. Because
I remember that. Yeah, that was a good soundtrack.
Yeah, Mark Turner's playing on that is an absolute steamer. Then there's a late night jam session at the Pizza Express Club. I might go to it and play just so I can say I had a gig.
Yeah.
Tenuous. Oh,
Sunday. 19th. Sunday,
the final day.
Spice of Life. One.
It's Gareth Lacrain, isn't it?
Yeah, big band.
Had to be.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
We still haven't had Gareth on the show.
Nah, he doesn't want to.
No?
He told me that his music said everything that could possibly be said.
No, I'm not sure that's true. But
no, it's not. That's actually not what he said to me either. No. Quentin Collins Quartet.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the Leo Richardson pick of the day.
Mm.
I've decided to just pick one on his behalf.
On his behalf, he'd be at that, will he?
I reckon so. Quentin plays on his album.
Right.
And he talked him up big time on that last show that we did.
Mm.
So there, I've got what's the word? Factual basis for my outrageous suggestions.
Your claims.
Mm. Yeah. And then Rob Luft's band is on. Just says Rob Luft Band. But I want to know more.
Original name.
That is. His album, though, I went to see him at King's Place a few weeks ago. It's really cheap, £5 or £10.
Great.
Omnibus Theatre with Tom McCready, Joe Wright, Joe Webb, Corey Dick. Some very nice songs and tunes.
Mm.
And then, Dan, the final page, the last cigar.
What we got?
We have got, well, there's loads of stuff.
Mm.
I love that on every single page, Mike Wenzo is cancelled.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah. And then someone's gone to the effort to upload that 12 times or 10 times.
Mm.
I'm not sure what to pick out on the last day. I'm overwhelmed.
I'm not familiar with any of those people, but
that's another way to put it.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Pick one at random.
I'll
see if I've picked the same one as you.
Avery Sunshine.
Oh, very nice. We picked different ones.
What did you go for?
I went for much-travelled octogenarian pianist Harold Mayburn is the dynamic icing on the cake in this consummate hard bop quartet. The imposing saxophonist Eric Alexander, bassist Daryl Hall, and drummer writer. That gig is the New York All-Stars.
Oh. Great. Well, there you go. Have you booked any tickets to anything, Rob? Are you?
No, but now we've done this preview, I'm in the mood. I'm going to get some Chris Potter, Mike Stern. Oh, man. The Sax Summit.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I want to see.
They should give tickets away to that, really, shouldn't they?
Like prizes on the show.
Yeah.
It's free to enter, but £10.
Should pay people to come.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
So the EFG London Jazz Festival, if you just type it into Google, you can see the listings. Probably an easier way than to listen to this podcast, but there we go. We're at the end now.
Mm.
Dan, it's been a pleasure.
Wasn't that painful, was it?
No.
No.
Well, not for me, but...
No.
Okay. No. Next week is Ruth Goller.
We need to clarify, because you made me announce that we had Shaney Forbes coming on.
Oh, yeah.
Next week. What happened there? Tell us.
Shane and I did actually record an interview about his life and times, and we listened back to it, and he wanted to do a second interview, and he wanted to focus on other aspects of his drumming. So and playing techniques and stuff instead.
Mm. Okay.
So we're going to redo it.
Cool.
Because I'm a man of the people.
Don't leave everything about his life out, because I imagine he's done some interesting things already.
You're right. I need to try again.
Yeah. That'd be good. Oh, yeah, let us know when that one is happening again.
Oh, yeah. We're going to try it again in the new year, once we've gotten over the shock and alarm of doing it last time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ruth was very kindly stepped up, and we're going to talk to her.
Lovely.
But from me
Lovely.
And Dan, we'll see you on Friday.
See you then.